That's why there's so much pressure on this first test, because whoever wins the first test will win the series. And so Warren Gatland knows that if they lose, they'll crumble, because they've staked everything on the fact that they're going to win that first test match. They've gone to Hong Kong in the heat. They're playing. They've played in the rain against the Reds. They've tried combinations against the Waratahs. They're resting players for tomorrow that they were doubtful for the first test, based on the fact that they were 100% sure that they get their team going for the first test match. And that's fine. I mean, you can read into that. That's exactly what Warren Gatland knows, is that first test is the one that's going to make or break the series. And they would have believed that the game time they've had and the combinations they've had and the time that they could gel, you know, not only on-field performances but off-field synergies and dynamics, is going to be the thing that carries them through the first test match. Conversely, I think that the Wallabies are saying, not playing, having players fresh, playing in Brisbane, which is the best ground they love playing on. It's the best record they've got. Got Guinea and Horwell and those players who love playing there as well. They would bank on the fact that if they're going to win a test match, it's the Brisbane test match. So I foresee, to answer your question around about where it's going to be meaningless until the 80 minutes start, and then you'll soon see which one's worked and which one hasn't worked. And, you know, it's so close because whatever way it goes, if the Australians win, they'll say that's the recipe for making sure you win first test matches. And if the Lions win, because they've been more battled weary and understood about the pressures that are coming, then people will say you need more game time. If it was me, I would do what Clive Woodward did. I would have brought 44 players, two teams, and I would have made, and I probably would have got, you know, if you want to win a series, that's what you've got to do. If you think about it now, he's actually picked 44 players anyway, because he's brought in another 8 anyway. So you should have come with 44 in the first place, and you should have had an A side and a B side, and you should have told players, this is just the way I think it's got to be done. You know, you can't decide on a Tuesday who's going to play in the first test match. It doesn't work like that. Any professional sports person wants to know where his ranking order is. You look at golfers, they know he's number one in the world. You look at tennis players, they know he's number one in the world. Rugby players are exactly the same. If you think that guy's the first 5'8", he's the first 5'8". If you think he's the second choice first 5'8", he's the second choice first 5'8". You've got to tell him. Nothing changes between when you leave United Kingdom and Tuesday before a test match.
Two sports you mentioned are sports that have singular people playing them, though. Do you not think it's important for the team for people to not feel aggrieved by knowing that one or two?
That is singular sports, but top sports and elite sports person, whether you're in a team game or in an elite game, want to know where their rankings are. You know, that's why stats are used. They go and look on the board and see how many tackles they've missed, how many they've made, kicking meters, running meters. It doesn't matter, it's a team game. They want to know where they are in terms of the ranking orders of world sports. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just jumping around when you say there's no right and wrong, but I think that the way that should be done is pick an A side, pick a B side, fight your life off to get into the A side. You know, you've got opportunities in the touring side to make sure you can prove selectors and coaches right or wrong, you know, and that's what the challenge is. I mean, you got Grant has arrived, Healy's gone, you know, so where is Grant in the pecking order? If it's anything to go by, he's about the 7th, 8th prop in the UK. Is that fair? You know, some people would have thought another coach was picking, probably would have picked him as a third choice prop, as in the pecking order, and all of a sudden this shows you how close it is. So yeah, I think that one of the ways to go, Chris, would have been to say there's the 22 player, because then you can control their legs as well. How much they get, how much they don't get, when they play, when they don't play, how much game time they get, do they start, do they come off the bench.
Woodward did exactly that in 2005, the worst Lions tour in 30 years.
Yes.
The biggest disaster in 30 years.
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason. That wasn't the reason, Andy. I'll tell you what the reason was, and this is what. And I'll tell you, because he came to my house in 2005, just before that series, to ask how he could beat the All Blacks, and based on the fact that we had played them regularly as a Springbok team. And if he had picked the side he told me in January he was going to pick, the results wouldn't have been different, because I don't know what the results would have been, but it was a completely different side to what he told me in January. And I'll tell you why. Because Wales went and won the Six Nations. So he was in a conundrum, because it didn't matter if he picked the English players, then everyone said, oh, he's favouring his local players. And if he picked the Welsh players, then the English players, who he had told every week of his life, you're the best in the UK, you deserve to be the best in the UK, and I'm telling you, you can beat anyone in the UK, all of a sudden start doubting whether what he said to them for 4 years or 5 years as national coach was true or untrue. The blessing that Warren Gatland has, Wales have dominated Six Nations rugby for the last 2-3 seasons, and he knows exactly what they need to add to their team to beat Australia, because he's played them more than any other Northern Hemisphere side has. So he knows that he's got George North on the one wing, and he knows he's got Halfpenny at fullback, and he knows he needs a special centre, which he could have in O'Driscoll, and he knows he needs maybe a bigger tight head prop in terms of whatever he had. You know, I don't know what the answers are. And this is wonderful for Canberra, it's wonderful for the Brumbies, but it's also wonderful for Australian rugby. They need this. They need to see what rugby's about. You know, I talk about it to them, talk about it to the players. I take them, luckily enough, I take them to South Africa on tours to play the Bulls and the Sharks, and they get to see firsthand. They put the TV on, and Channel 1 is rugby, and Channel 2 is highlights of rugby, and Channel 3 is news on rugby, and they see what it's like. So it is difficult for me. It is, because this isn't a rugby country, you know. But these Lions tours are massive for Australia. You know, you're going to see a guy called Israel Folau, you know. He needs to feel what it feels like to play rugby and play against the best players in the world, you know. And so it is different, but and I don't think it'll ever change. I don't think it'll ever change. But these tours, they're massive, and they're vital for Australian rugby. Really vital. I'm stressing that I think Warren's in a great position. He's one coach in the audience who wasn't scared to play Southern Hemisphere sides as regularly as possible. Some coaches have taken, you know, the easy route and not wanted to play them, but he's gone out on a limb and said, I want Wales to play South Africa, New Zealand, Australia as often as possible. I know he's come close to Australia, but he knows what's needed for Wales to win, and he's now got them. You know, he's got them from four, you know, from three other countries. So even though you might know what's coming, I think that Warren's got the homework, and he's got all the expertise now of knowing what he needs. That's probably, again, what I'm saying. Jamie Roberts is gold to him, so he's making sure he's ready. You know, Tuilagi might be gold to him off the bench. He's going to make sure he's ready, you know. He knows that what he's got to add to his Welsh team, which has dominated Northern Hemisphere rugby, in order to get a series win. And I mean, all of you know, well, the Lions need a win. They need to win a series. The romantic part of the Lions and all the things that go with the Lions are meaningless unless you start winning series. If I was organising a Lions tour, I'd want to play Hong Kong and get my team together and enjoy Hong Kong without any pressure. Then I'd like to get to Perth and run against the Force team, even if they're weak. It's fantastic. Then I'd love to have a hit out against the Reds, which is a bit tougher. And then I'll play country with a couple of boys and see how that goes. And then we have a nice strong hit out against the Waratahs. You couldn't have packaged the tour if you tried better than that. So everything's been almost, the tour's almost been ideally packaged for the Lions.